Well, the Aces learned last night that their maid Laura was bluffing when she said she'd quit if she didn't get a $2 a week raise. Laura overplayed the bluff when she had her girlfriend call up Jane and pretend to be a Mrs. Van Pelt who wanted Laura to come work for her. This episode takes place the following evening after dinner. Mr. Ace and Marge are in the living room. Listen.
I can't get over the change in Laura. That dinner tonight was about the best she's made since she's been here, and such service. I never saw her step around as fast as she did this evening.
Well, don't you get it, Marge? She knows we're on to her about that raise that she tried to bluff us out of.
She hasn't said a word about it all day, Jane tells me.
Well, she isn't worrying about a raise now. She's worrying about she might lose her job after the way Jane spoke to her girlfriend last night.
You really think that was her girlfriend who called up last night and pretended to be that Mrs. Van somebody or other?
Why, sure. It's as simple as Laura.
Poor Laura.
Poor Laura. I believe you're right at that. This whole idea of the raid wasn't hers. I can see that. Her girlfriend talked her into it. Told her just what to say and what to do, and Laura tried it.
And was getting away with it until last night.
Can't you picture the two of them? They haven't the phone, so they go to the corner store and call up here to ask for Laura. Mrs. Van Pelt calling, no less. Then the conversation runs too long. The operator asks Mrs. Van Pelt to deposit another nickel.
That was their fatal mistake.
That and Jane telling them how poor a worker Laura is.
Yes, that was quick thinking on Jane's part.
That's the one.
But I think Jane's a little disappointed that she can't get Laura to say anything more about the raise. She expected quite a time of it with Laura today. Nothing has happened. Laura's been here all day and not a word about the raise or anything.
I believe Laura's trying to think it never happened. A bad dream or something like that.
Well, I give up.
You give up?
Yes, he won't talk. I've been hanging around the kitchen there, dropping hints and picking up conversations, but he won't mention it. Not a word about a raise or anything.
Well, so much the better. It looks like we finally got her settled.
But that's just it. Is she settled? I don't know how we stand. I don't know if she's going to quit or what.
She's not going to quit, Jack.
Sure not. Where is she going? To Mrs. Van Pelt, I suppose.
Oh, that was just a facetious name she made up.
Oh, really?
Yes, I'm sure of that. I figured it all out. She had her girlfriend call me up last night and act like she was Mrs. Van Pelt.
Mm.
And she was going to ask me when Laura could come to work.
Yes.
But after I told her how bad Laura was...
Yes, we know, Jane.
What did she say when she came in this morning, Jane?
Well, she said, good morning. And I said, good morning, Laura.
Mm, that's brilliant dialogue.
Yes. And she says, I'm sorry I'm a few minutes late, Mrs. A, she says, but I overslept. And she said she didn't sleep all night and just fell asleep when it got light.
Yeah, didn't sleep all night worrying about her job here.
Oh, I feel sorry for her. Hey, what'd you do after that?
Well, she got breakfast and then started cleaning house and washing and ironing. I never saw a person so busy. And every time I started to drop a hint about the raise or something, she found something else to do.
Well, what are you dropping hints about raises for? Can't you let well enough alone?
Well, I have to know what she's going to do.
Don't worry about what she's going to do. She's going to stay here, all right.
Without a raise?
Of course, without a raise.
Well, how do you know she will?
How do we know?
Yes,
why? Don't you see what's happened? She was talked into asking for a raise by her girlfriend. Laura's probably very glad it's all over.
Well, she'd only say so, but she doesn't talk about it. Oh, well, you talk to her, dear.
Me?
I have to find out just how we stand. See if you can make her say something about it.
I will not. Why stir up something that's all over?
But we don't know if it's all over.
It is all over. And I'll tell you another thing.
What?
I've been thinking the situation over this morning at the office. That's what I've been doing instead of paying attention to business. I think maybe we ought to compromise and give her a dollar raise.
I was hoping you'd do that.
Give her a dollar raise?
Yeah, let her have it. It won't break us, and she can use it, I guess. And besides, anybody that would go to all the trouble she went to stage this little bluff of hers...
Deserves.
Yeah.
I think you're right, Ed.
Dear, you know, sometimes you can be the sweetest thing.
Oh, sure.
I'll go tell her. Yeah.
No, wait a minute, Jane. Let's have a little fun out of this while we're at it. Let's have her in here, huh?
Tell her in here?
No. Wait, let's don't tell her it just off the bat. I'd like to hear her version of this quitting business that she's been pulling on us. I'll tell you what. You call her, Jane, and tell her to bring me a glass of water.
Oh, are you thirsty, dear?
What difference? Yes, I'm thirsty.
Oh, well, why didn't you say so? I'll call her.
Yeah.
Now, don't browbeat her.
I won't. Now, you just play up to me, Maureen.
Okay. Lala? Are you still there? Well, I'll bring a glass of water, please, for Mr. A.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Right away.
Well, that's acting for you.
So how are you going to break it to her, huh?
Well, now, let me see. Let's be talking when she comes in. Well, Marge, do you know who came into the office this morning looking for a home?
Who, Mr. A?
Well, a woman named Mrs. Van Pelt. She's going to build a big mansion.
Mrs. Van Pelt? Really, dear?
Please, Jane, don't. Yes, Mrs. Van Pelt came in and introduced herself.
Well, I thought she just made up that name. Why didn't you tell me that?
Jane, will you stop butting in? Wait till Laura gets here. Yes, here she is. Thanks, Laura.
Yes, sir. You're welcome, Mr. A.
Just a moment, Laura. I'll drink this and you can take it right back.
Yes, sir.
How are you, Laura?
Oh, just fine, Miss Norm.
My compliments to the cook on that dinner we had this evening.
Oh, thank you. I always try to do my best.
Well, you did better than your best this evening, Laura.
Well, thanks, Miss Maud.
Here you are, Laura. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir.
What was I saying? Oh, yes, Marge. A woman named Mrs. Van Pelt came into the office today, and she said that...
Laura!
Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am.
Oh, what good is sorry? Look at that. Is that one of our good glasses?
Yes, ma'am. I'm afraid it is. It just slipped out of my hand.
Well, what makes you so nervous?
I don't know, sir. It just sort of slipped out of my hand while you were talking.
Mm-hmm.
You can take it out of my salary, Mrs. Ace. I'm sorry.
Well, take it out of your salary. Can you afford to go around breaking glasses like that?
Oh, yes, sir. $10 a week ain't so bad. And I've even been thinking it over, and I could get along on less, even.
What?
Well, yes, because now, you take my car fare, and that costs me almost $1 every week. And I'm moving closer now.
You're moving? What do you mean?
Well, I'm not going to be living with my girlfriend anymore, so I can get a room somewhere around this part of town, and I can walk to work. So if I don't have to pay our car fare, $9 a week is really enough.
Well, now, this is a new angle.
$9 a week? What do you mean, Laura?
I mean, it's like I said, it's coffee. It costs me about 6 cents a week. Sometimes I can go downtown and eat
something. Speak up, Laura. What are you saying there?
Coffee.
Yes, yes. You mean you're leaving your girlfriend and moving over this way?
Yes, sir, that's it.
Won't you be lonesome, Laura?
Well, Miss Marge. Sometimes I think I'd rather be lonesome than live with some people.
Well, I think you've got something there, Laura.
It will be all right with Mr. Ray?
What, the dollar cut in salary, you mean?
Yes, sir.
Well, I think that could be arranged.
Oh, thank you, sir. I think I better go get a broom.
No, wait, Laura. Mr. Ray hasn't finished talking yet.
No. Well, let me see. Where were we? This kind of upset things a little here.
We've got her working now for $9 a week, remember?
Oh, yes, $9 a week. Is that okay, Laura?
Yes, sir, that'll be all right.
Okay, $9 a week is your salary, that is, right now.
Yes, sir.
And now, I'm going to give you a $2 raise.
$2? You mean $1?
No, sir, a $2 raise. She's up to $11 a week.
$11?
That's it, 11 a week, a $2 raise.
That's not cheap, dear.
Oh,
it certainly is, Dad. 2 and 9 are 11.
2 and 9. Oh, yes, if you do it that way, but it's really only 1.
It's 2.
2 and 10 are 12, and you're giving her 11.
2 and 9 are 11.
That's like 10, and you're giving her 1.
But she's not getting 10, she's getting 9, so 9 and 2.
Well, you can't really count at 9, because she is getting 10, and 10 or 2 are not 11.
Oh, Jane, it's 6 of one and half a dozen of another.
Why? Well, that's 12, too.
Let it go.
Law understands it, don't you, Law?
No, ma'am. You see, I'm more on housework and cooking and things like that.
Oh, yes, I remember. But you do know you're getting a raise.
Oh, yes, ma'am. $11 a week.
Well, don't you want to say a few words of appreciation, Miss Ray?
Oh, yes, sir. I sure do appreciate it.
Well, that's quite all right, Laura. Now, when you make out your income tax returns, don't forget to add the extra money you're making.
Oh, yes, sir, I'm sure... You want
to He's just teasing you, Laura.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, that's very funny, isn't it?
Yes, I'm a card.
Yes, I got to remember that. I always tell everyone about the other one you said last year.
Yes, Laura. Sorry, I started.
Do you remember that one, sir, that time last year when you bet on a horse and it lost? And you told Mrs. Ace you took it off of your income tax as a bad bet. I always tell everybody that.
Why'd you go around telling everybody what you hear in this house?
Only the funniest thing.
Well, there's nothing funny about that, and it's private.
Yes, sir.
You're going to have me winding up in jail yet.
Yes, sir. Oh, that's not
All right, Laura.
Oh, that's very funny. I'll go get a room and I'll sweep this up now.
Goodbye, Laura.
Oh, well, I'll be back, sir.
Yes, I was afraid of that.
But Missy's in such a good mood tonight. I've got to remember that one.
Oh, isn't that awful?
It still comes out $1, dear.
What?
I've been figuring it out in my mind. $10 and $1 are 11.
Now, don't worry about it, Jessie.
Would you just take my word for it? It's too tough a problem for you to wrestle with.
Yes, I guess it is. I guess that's what they mean by the servant problem.
Yes, I guess that's what they mean by the servant problem.
Well, the servant problem seems to have been solved at the Aces for the moment anyhow. Some new problems develop when next we meet the Easy Aces.